Text there, we heard the Lord Jesus make this distinction between rendering to God the things that are God and to Caesar the things that are Caesar's. And this distinction between the secular and the sacred, between Caesar and God, is one of the hallmarks of the Christian way of viewing the world. It has many different implications. But today, if we're going to think liturgically, what is the church wanting us to reflect on? As always, the other readings that the church puts with the gospel text indicates that for us. In our first reading today, we heard of the pagan Cyrus, the emperor who didn't know the Lord and yet was going to do the Lord's bidding. Cyrus was going to be the one who, even though he didn't know the God, was going to rescue God's people out of their slavery in Babylon and bring them back to their promised land. And this is an image of how the rendering to God the things that are God's, even Caesar, even the secular realities, even the pagan Cyrus, must serve the Lord. Now for ourselves, the application I want to give to you today is how in our lives too, the secular realities have to be rendered onto God. That it's sometimes easy for us as a priest, as a seminarian, to think how all the kind of religious bits of my life, well, I render those unto God and I do my prayers well. But the secular realities, likewise, I have to give unto God. And a priest has many different earthly realities in my life. You know, the threefold mooner of the priest, prophet, and king, the king bit, the administration, there's hours and hours of paperwork at my desk as a pastor. I had to render all that secular reality to God if I was doing it properly, if I was doing it as God wants it. And there's a pretty obvious connection between the secular reality at your study desk and the secular reality at your administration desk when you're a future pastor. So let me give three examples to you of secular realities in your life now that you need to learn to sanctify, that you need to learn to render unto God. Your study, your workout in the gym, and your recreation, including our camping trip. Because there's nothing that is outside of God's purview. There is nothing that God didn't make and want to be brought to its fulfillment. And it's brought to its fulfillment, it finds its deeper meaning brought to his feet. So first, my study and your study. That how am I to do that in a way that brings it to him? Well, when I'm asking myself the question, how long should I be studying? Well, he's the one who gives the answer to that. Some of you here do not study enough. Some of you here study too much. The right measure, God's measure, we find from him. That there are many different aspects of your life. There are many, you know, the four dimensions of your formation. Study is one of them to be brought to him. But we only know how much study, where to do my study, how to do my study, by looking to him, not to have some kind of Caesar that doesn't connect to God. No, my study belongs to him. And I find the way to do it right by looking to him. So that it can be offered to him as a living sacrifice. Second example, your workout in the gym. So who made your body? Well, God did. And who wants your body to be healthy, to be beautiful, to be glorifying the Creator by being a worthy part of his creation? Well, he's the one that wants all that. So the measure of how much time you should be spending in the gym whether it's vanity that's bringing me here, or whether it's a healthy body that is therefore able to serve him, well, he's the one who gives me that measure, gives me that meaning. Render unto God even the Caesar of my workout in the gym. Last example, our recreation. And we might think in particular our recreation in our camping trip, that also is something to be brought to him, something to be sanctified and made holy by being with him. Our Lord, we know, recreated. You know, the word recreation, to recreate, to make something new. We see that in the pattern of our own life, our Lord's life too. Who was it that told the disciples that they had to come away and rest for a while? Well, the Lord. Who was it who, when we read in the pages of the gospel, himself knew physical exhaustion? The Lord did. Who was it that had, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus? They stand out in how they're described. These were particular friends of the Lord. He needed friends. We need friends. We need to make that part of what we are living and bringing to the Lord. There's a real danger in a priest, and now in a seminarian, that our recreation we think of as me time. I've done all that work for the people, now I've got a bit of me time. My day off is me time. Whereas recreation should be just as much a part of my life with the Lord as everything else in my life. That my soul needs the equivalent of the body's sleep. That the body needs those hours of sleep if it is to be able to serve the Lord the next day. And my soul needs those hours of recreation if I'm going to be restored in that other aspect of myself in order to love him, to serve others my next day. So St. Thomas, following Aristotle, speaks about how, where does the soul find its rest? It finds its rest in pleasure. There's little moments where there's a kind of, just in the same way your body goes, and rest and recreation in sleep, our soul has this kind of rest interiorly in moments of pleasure. They need to be good pleasure, healthy pleasure, but we need that pleasure. And it's him that gives me the measure of when that pleasure is healthy, when it's measured right, when it's going to be something so I can be restored so that I can live and work tomorrow. God and Caesar. All things must be rendered unto him. My religious duties, my secular duties. The priest, the president, both relate to God. Caesar and the disciple both relate to God. Because Caesar is just a kind of particular type of disciple. So in our lives too, let's resolve to bring everything to God, to render unto things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's, my secular realities, my religious realities, to bring them to him. My study, my gym, my recreation, while camping.